Today is Monday, October 12th, 2020. On this day in 1978, 20-year-old Nancy Spungen, the girlfriend of former Sex Pistols bassist Sid Vicious, was found dead. She had succumbed to a stab wound on a hotel bathroom floor. Welcome to Today in True Crime, a Parcast original. Due to the graphic nature of today's crimes, listener discretion is advised. Extreme caution is advised for listeners under 13. Today we're covering the murder of Nancy Spungen. Let's go back to the Chelsea Hotel in New York City in the dark morning hours of October 12th, 1978. It was 2:30 a.m. when 20-year-old Nancy Spungen placed a desperate call. She fidgeted with the phone cord, listening to the incessant ring as she glanced over at her boyfriend, Sid. 21-year-old John Simon Ritchie, known as Sid Vicious, sat on the edge of the bed in a drugged-out haze. He and Nancy had been living here at the Chelsea Hotel for months now. Sid's punk band, the Sex Pistols, had broken up earlier that year from infighting. When he had joined the band as a bassist, Sid barely knew how to play his instrument, but the gig had catapulted him to fame in the punk scene. That was how Nancy, a troubled punk groupie and sex worker from Philadelphia, had latched onto him. Even after the band dissolved, Nancy had stuck with Sid, who was generally shy and withdrawn. And what Sid lacked in assertiveness, his girlfriend more than made up for. Nancy was brazen, whiny, and rude, the very ethos of punk. But so much so that most of Sid's friends couldn't stand her. Some of them called her Nauseating Nancy. Still, by all appearances, she and Sid were deeply in love, or at least deeply codependent. Finally, Nancy heard a hello on the other end. It was 29-year-old Michael Mora, better known as Rockets Red Glare. Rockets was a fixture in the New York punk scene, frequenting the same grungy clubs as Sid and Nancy. He even worked as Sid's bodyguard on occasion. Tonight, Nancy had a special request. She said they needed a delivery of dilaudid opiates to their hotel room. Rockets wasn't sure where he would find these so late at night, but he knew better than to argue with Nancy. Besides, he was sure Sid would be able to pay up. Earlier that year, Sid had released a string of solo tracks, including a smash hit cover of Frank Sinatra's My Way. The ex-bassist was rolling in royalties, and it was no secret that he and Nancy were spending it all on drugs. From the minute Nancy and Rockets hung up, the details got hazy. Rockets alleges he went to visit Sid and Nancy at their hotel room, telling them he was unable to find any dilaudids so late at night. He also claims to have seen Steven, Sid and Nancy's Quaalude and Two-in-All dealer, in the hotel as he left. Other friends claim to have visited the couple that night, where they watched Sid take around 30 doses of Two-in-All, more than most people could handle, and certainly enough to knock the punkster out cold. Then at 7:30 a.m., Sid and Nancy's neighbor, Vera Mendelson, heard female moans coming from the room next door. Mendelson claimed that whoever it was, it sounded like she was alone. It wasn't until hours later, at 10 a.m., that the front desk got a call. It was Sid. He reportedly said someone was sick and needed help. When police arrived, Sid was pacing the hall. The sight inside his room was gruesome. Nancy was balled up on the bathroom floor, covered in blood. In her lower abdomen was a single stab wound. She had bled to death. Up next, authorities try to piece together who killed Nancy. Listeners, who doesn't love a good ghost story? Rattling chains, mysteriously moving objects, unfinished business. I am ready for all things spooky, and so is Parcast Network. Starting October 1st, we're bringing you the scariest, most hair-raising ghost stories ever imagined. Every Thursday on the new original series, Haunted Places Ghost Stories, Alastair Murden summons a new spine-tingling tale of wraiths, phantoms, and chilling apparitions. These stories come from all over the world, including Japan, India, the UK, and even ancient Rome. Don't miss stone-cold classics like The Kit Bag by Algernon Blackwood, a sinister account of a condemned murderer's final wish, and the lengths he'd go to fulfill it. And The Miserere, a Spanish tale of a wandering musician who hears a terrifyingly beautiful song in a burned-out monastery and is doomed to capture its notes until he dies. You can find and follow Haunted Places Ghost Stories free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget, October is our favorite month and one of our busiest, so make sure to search Parcast Network in the Spotify search bar to see all our new shows. Now, back to the story. When 20-year-old Nancy Spungen was found dead on the morning of October 12, 1978, the most immediate suspect was her boyfriend, 21-year-old punk musician Sid Vicious. Sid even incriminated himself. When questioned by the police, he replied, "I did it because I'm a dirty dog." Immediately, Sid was arrested, but shortly after, he rescinded his claim and said he'd been unconscious when the crime happened. His label, Virgin Records, even posted a £25,000 bail. As fans and authorities waited to hear the outcome of the investigation, Sid attempted suicide. Then, in December, he had an altercation with musician Patti Smith's brother, smashing a Heineken bottle over his head. It was enough to get him locked up again. Sid served a 2-month jail sentence. While the public speculated whether this usually shy punk rocker was, in fact, capable of things far worse than hitting someone with a beer bottle. But the murder just didn't add up. By all accounts, Sid had been strung out on Tuenol, likely unconscious when Nancy died. What's more, the couple had allegedly had multiple visitors that night, and 6 different types of fingerprints were found in the bathroom. To top this off, Sid and Nancy's substantial amount of cash was missing, a possible motive for someone other than Sid. Some fixtures in the 70s punk scene were sure that 29-year-old Rockets Redglare had done it. While Sid was knocked out on Tuenol, Rockets could have stabbed Nancy in the stomach, taken Sid's money, and ran for it. Some punksters even claimed to have overheard Rockets brag about the murder at local clubs. But when questioned, Rockets always maintained that he was innocent. He likely pointed his finger at Sid and Nancy's other drug pusher, Steven, who he'd seen on his way out. Beyond murder, rumors of a botched double suicide lent an air of sordid romanticism to Nancy's death. People speculated that Sid's heavy dose of Tuenol was supposed to kill him, and that Nancy, with her fearless flair for the dramatic, had tried to stab herself. Sid's suicide attempt shortly after his release from jail was seen as evidence that their plan had gone awry, and he wanted to uphold his half of it. Ultimately, Nancy's murder was not thoroughly investigated. By her family's accounts, she'd always been a troubled child with a violent personality. And because she had such a difficult reputation, her loss hardly sparked any sympathy from those who had known her towards the end of her life. Even as suspicions loomed over Sid, they only served to bolster his punk fame. Emerging fashion designer Vivian Westwood even printed t-shirts with the slogan, "She's dead, I'm alive, I'm yours." In any case, following his second release from prison, Sid went to celebrate with his new girlfriend, Michelle Robinson, at her apartment in New York. Sid's mother, Ann Beverly, was in town. A drug addict like her son, she brought some party favors for the occasion. The next morning, February 2nd, 1979, Sid was found dead in Robinson's apartment. He had died of a heroin overdose less than 4 months after Nancy passed away. Sid was cremated, and according to punk lore, his ashes were scattered over Nancy Spungen's grave in Philadelphia. To this day, no killer has ever been convicted of her death. Thanks for listening to Today in True Crime. I'm Vanessa Richardson. If you're interested in more stories of true love turned deadly, check out Parcast Original, Crimes of Passion. Today in True Crime is a Parcast Original. You can find more episodes of Today in True Crime and all other Parcast Originals for free on Spotify. Not only does Spotify already have all of your favorite music, but now Spotify is making it easy for you to enjoy all of your favorite Parcast Originals, like Today in True Crime, for free, from your phone, desktop, or smart speaker. To stream Today in True Crime on Spotify, just open the app and type Today in True Crime in the search bar. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow in True Crime. Today in True Crime was created by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. It is executive produced by Max Cutler, sound designed by Juan Borda, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Carly Madden, and Joshua Kern. This episode of Today in True Crime was written by Ali Wicker, with writing assistance by Terrell Wells. I'm Vanessa Richardson. Remember to join Alastair Murden every Thursday for the all-new series Haunted Places Ghost Stories. Don't miss the most chilling spirits ever imagined by authors from around the world. Follow Haunted Places Ghost Stories free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.